We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting from Yobez and Mabez, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, Lo Yishonu Ela B'Shoyes. This halacha that we say that Edom could be making a mistake, and they're really saying the truth, they're just saying the wrong time by mistake. It's only when it comes to different hours of the day. Aval Echad Amar Koyde B'Netz Chama, one aid says that the story happened before Netz, before sunrise. Is after sunrise. That's the Eidus bottle. That's it's obvious. It's not a mistake. You see the sun, you don't see the sun. So Gemara Pshita, of course the Eidus is bottle then. Of course they're lying. Ella, Gemara says a little different. Once that happens before Nate, before sunrise. In the middle of sunrise. Eidus and Batel, still the Eidus is bottle. Hanami Pshita, before sunrise it's dark, and in the middle of sunrise it's a little light, of course. So Gemara Mao the Tema Tavai Chod the Milsa Kam, you're saying the same thing. Vahodukam Maseich Hanetzachama. That he says Maseich Hanetzachama doesn't mean that the sun was coming up ready. Vigaluya have a koi vizihure ba'amu dechaza. It was already on the horizon is already uncovered, and certain rays of the sun were coming up ready, and that's what he saw, and that's why he's calling him Maseich Hanetzachama. Of course, maybe it was before Hanetzachama. Kamas below, no, still people don't make a mistake that way. And if someone says before Nates and the other one says the middle of Nates, the halach is that it's not a good Eidus, because the person does know the difference between sunrise and before sunrise. Omar Nachman Omar Rav. Now we're going to go back to the halachas of Hilchas Pesach and who we paskin like. We had a machlekes in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda and Rameyer. According to Rameyer, you could eat chametz until the end of the fifth hour. And then in the beginning of the sixth hour, you start burning the chametz. And even though that's also the Rabbanon, Midaraisa, until the end of the sixth hour, you're allowed to really eat chametz and have enough of chametz. But Lamaisa, Rameya says, you machma 1 hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you machma 2 hours. That after the fourth hour, you have to stop eating chametz. Then you have the fifth hour is toilin, and the sixth hour, you burn the chametz. So who do you pass like? Rameya or Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. And I assume Shad is because we have a klal and seklus erevin daf menvavim beis. We have a chalikas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda, so he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rav or Rav Nachman, the name of Mar Alach Rameya. Why don't you say we passed like Rameya? Why? The Sosalam Tanakova say we have a stam Mishnah like Rameya. That's not. We'll look at the Mishnah later on, in the beginning of the second parrot. Kol sha'ar shemutu lechol machol. It says in that Mishnah that any time it's mutter to eat, you could feed your animals. That means you can have hana. And it's mashma, that when you can't eat, you can't have enough. Fear of Yehuda, there's a time when you can't eat, but you could have enough from it. That's in the fifth hour. So this Mishnah sounds like Achila and Machel go together. That's a riot to Rav Meir. So Chor, it's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. And Mara answers, no, Ahi, Lav Stamahu. It's not really a Stam. Remember, we have another Tana in our Mishnah, besides Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. His name is Rav Gamil. Rav Gamil holds that there's a difference between Chulin and Truma. Chulin taka only eat until after the fourth hour. Truma you get to eat the whole fifth hour. Now, the Gemara says, maybe that's not a stoma. Why? Because in the kasha, the Gemara had a kasha there. What's losha mutter? It's just say, kol shah, oichel umachel. Then, well, why is it mutter lechel meichel? Because the kasha mutter, and like Rashi explains, therefore the Gemara there learns, that means like this, anytime it's mutter for anyone to eat, anyone, then you could be meichel. So what does that mean? Even though you can't eat because you're a Yisrael, you don't eat truma, as long as a kohen, someone in the world can eat, which is like a kohen, he can eat, then the loch is, it's mutter bahana. You're allowed to be meichel. That's also mutter. Kol shosha mutter lechel, the soma mutter lechel, machel. So it comes out, who's that like? It's stam mishlo like Rabbi or Gamil. So it's not a stam mishlo like Rabbi Meir. We passed like Rabbi Yehuda, the question was, I had stam mishlo like Rabbi Meir. My answer is, it's stam mishlo like Rabbi Gamil. Frank the Gemara, the name of Mar Halacha Rabbi Gamil, the Havali Machriya. Why don't we pass like a meal? Because he's the machriya. The klal is, you usually go like the machriya. The machriya means the in-between shita. Because here you have a mayor on one side, he says he's allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. But who says he can't eat the fifth hour? Rabbi Gamil says it depends. Truma, you're allowed to eat the chulin alayit. So why don't you pass like a meal? Because he is the machriya. So right here you have to ask, Tosis question, that why don't we say better? Why don't we pass like a meal? Because it's not Mishnah like Rabbi Gamil. We just finished saying that this Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamil. The Tosis answers basically that this Mishnah is not clearly like Rav Gamil, because maybe means Rav Meir also. The Shav, that mutter is such a big kasha. Maybe it's such a big kasha. Maybe it means Rav Meir. that everything's totally Zer B'Zer. So it's not really a Stam Mishnah, a clear Stam Mishnah like anyone, and therefore you don't paskin like that. I saw another pshat in the Tosis Rid, that because the Tosis has a problem that, so it says at least they have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosis is a Teretz, a little Shveras Teretz. Tosis Rid says that Rabbi Gamil was in an earlier generation than Rabbi Meir of Yehuda. Rabbi Gamil was an earlier generation. Rabbi Gamil was before Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are Tamidi of Rabbi Kiva. So he said it's like a Stam Va'achach Machloikis. And the look of the Stam Va'achach Machloikis is not a Stam Mishnah. And then you have a look of Meir of Yehuda, you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tosis Rid learns. I'm adding on the part of Meir of Yehuda, but that he says that's Machloikis Va'achach, Stam Va'achach Machloikis. That's what it is. But upon the worst question is, why don't we pass the Rabbi Gamil? Because he's the Machria. He's the in-between Shita. Omalei, Rabbi Gamil lav Machriyahu. Tam Danav Shei Kamar. Like Rashi explains, a machriya means that he's machriya like half like this shita, half like this shita. Here, when Rav Gamil says this chilik of Truma and Chulin, it's not like either shita, because the Rav Meir really never talked about Truma. We have no idea what they hold about Truma. Like Rashi says, Bishlam if Rav Meir said Echad Chulin ve'Echad Truma kol Chamesh is mutter, and Rav Yehuda said Echad Chulin ve'Echad Truma kol Arba not Chamesh, so then he would be machriya. But now that Rav Meir really did not talk about Truma, that's not called the Machriya. That's not called the in-between Shita. It's his own Shita. It's a third Shita. It's not an in-between Shita. It happens to be in-between type of Shita. But it's not being Machriya between two people, Tira Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not being Machriya. It's not like, you know, taking sides. It means like a whole Rabbi Meir like that, a whole Rabbi Yehuda like that. It's not what he's saying. He's saying his own Shita. There's no Machriya over there. That's Gemara's Teretz. So that's one Teretz why we don't pass in the Rakamil and pass in Rabbi Yehuda. Another teretz, Rav the Omer Kaitano. We're going to show a different brisa that says Mefurshim's brisa that we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, and Elazar Yehuda is going to say that Kol Dalid you allowed to eat, and after you can't eat. We'll see if that's a klar raya. Then we'll tomorrow discuss it. The time, went to the brisa. Arba also shechaliyes b'Shabbos. Like I mentioned this year, the 14th day of Nisan landed up on Shabbos, which means Erev Pesach landed up on Shabbos. So what do? Revarim es hakol b'nei Shabbos. You do all your tashbisu before Shabbos. You get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos. And v'sarfin trumois, temeyais. You burn all your trumois, temeyais. V'tluyois, all the sveikais. V'tahirois, even the truma tahirois, you burn already. Even though it's not a burn truma, tahirois, eat it. Why are you wasting it? But since it's already Shabbos, and just burn it, because you don't know what it'll be on Shabbos. Meshayir minat ha'hayrois, mazon shnei sudis. Leave over, let's say from the truma, if you're a kohen, or from a regular person, leaves over chametz himself, enough for two sudois, k'nilecha al dalat shoyos. Be able to eat the chametz until dalat shoyos. Here's your raya, al dalat shoyos, until dalat shoyos, you eat chametz. Now, it says you leave two sudis. So the question is, Rashi asks, really, what happened to the Shalosh Sudas? You know, if there are three Sudas on Shabbos. So Rashi's answer, the way he says it is, the Chol Shalosh Sudas of Shabbos, Arvis Sharchas Mincha. The Erev Pesach, you now eat Mincha Mincha V'Lamayla. So you can't eat Shalosh Sudas. That's what Rashi says. Rashi's a Pella. Because what does Mincha V'Lamayla mean? Because he says, you now eat Erev Pesach, because you have to eat Litiyov and the Matzah. You can't eat Erev Pesach from after Mincha Ketana, which is around, you know, three quarters of the day. Why don't you say better? After Chatzos, you now eat Chametz. That's why I couldn't leave three Sudas. So the Achorinim blive Shver and Rashi. But other Achorinim ask, okay, so why can't you eat three Sudas? Just split up the morning Suda into two. So you can eat three Sudas. What's the problem? You still can eat Shal Sudas. So the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufchi Ches Amud Aleph, talks about this. And he says, first of all, maybe it's a Tzad of Brachos Shein Tzricha to split up a Suda. He says, even if not, so he says, maybe it's not a Brachos Shein Tzricha. You know what? So split the Sudas. The Gemara wouldn't call it leaving Mazon three Sudas, because it's really one Suda. It's really one Suda. I'm just splitting the Suda into two. It's the same food. When you eat the first Suda into two, you eat more food? No. You don't eat more food. You eat the same.
You wash again.
Yeah, you're splitting the Suda into two. It's not a new Suda. We're saying we're leaving over how much food. Leave over three Sudas. That's not three Sudas. Yeah, but still, they let me go. And does he eat the challah? Eat like five bayim of challah. You'll split it up in two and a half and two and a half. And I can eat more challah. You'll eat a little less challah by the beginning, so you can eat a little more challah afterwards. So that's how he says, it's all one suda. It's all one suda. It's all suda shachras. It's all your breakfast. It's all your morning suda. That's all it is. And therefore, maybe echanami, you do have to eat three sudas. And that's what Pastor Mishabru says, is try to split the two sudas. But Ben Shem, the Elm gets closer to Erev Pesach. I'm sure they hear a lot about this. This is the Brisa here. It talks about Erev Pesach, Shabbos, and it says, enough to eat Adal Shabbos. And it says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda, Ish bar Susa, she'amam Rishum Rabbi Yeshua. It's the Shita of Eliezer ben Yehuda, Ish bar Susa, she'amam Rishum Rabbi Yeshua. Omru lo'i. So now there's a discussion here about burning the Trumais, Temeis, Tluyes, and Tyres. They burn all the Truma Erev Pesach. Omru lo'i, they told Rabbi Eliezer, who said Rishim Rabbi Yeshua, Omru lo'i, Tahiris lo'i Yisru, don't burn the Tahiris. The truma that's tahar, don't burn it. Maybe Friday night or Shabbos morning, you'll find other people to eat it. You find other kahanim to come over. No, but time Shabbos comes, you know who your Shabbos guests already are. You already looked for guests. You know this is it. You don't have any guests. They said back morning, many they are guests. They're outside the city walls. They come in Shabbos morning for Shachris, and they say, you need a meal. If you chayshish for such things like that, I'll tell you a better chashash. L'debreichem, for you, you mask him tluyos you burn erev Pesach? After tluyos are sveikas, if you suffolk tummy. After tluyos lay yisifu, shem yavi el yoh, yitar, maybe el yoh will come and say that it's tar. So for you, if you're worried about these things, why are you worried el yoh is going to come? Amrullah, no, I'm not worried about el yoh coming. Kvar muftach lehem l'Yisrael, it's already the Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael knows already, she'en el yoh ba loy barav Shabbos, el yoh never, never come erev Shabbos, not erev yom tov, because of the work, the people are busy preparing for Shabbos Yontov. You can't have a Yonovi come and tell you to be busy preparing for Mashiach. You're busy with Shabbos. And in this case, the Erev Yontov is on Shabbos. So it sounds like maybe you have to be Oisik and Suda Shabbos even on Shabbos. But Masha asked the Kasha. Masha answers because on Shabbos you can't come because maybe going to Mal Yama ain't that Yesh Tchum and Lamayla Ma'asara, so you can't come because Chus Tchum. But upon him, he says that's not a riot. But that was the shock of Tari back and forth. And Amru lo yizazu misham. Ma'ase didn't leave there. Shekavu halacha Rav Eliezer ben Yehuda ben Ishbar Susa. Sham misham Yeshua. Ma'ase they passed him like Rav Eliezer. That first of all, you burn all the trumas, tameis, tahulos, and tahiris. And also, we think that you can't eat after dalit. My laugh for lechol. Even legavi da achila part, we pass him like Rav Eliezer. So this is a raya. You pass him like Rav Yehuda that you can't eat after the fourth hour. And Rav Papa is not a raya. And Rav Papa says the Rav lo yilavar. That we pass him like Rav Eliezer. Ben Yehuda was a gabi the halacha of burning truma, but not the gabi the halacha of eating ad dalad. So we still don't have a raya from this. But the ma'aseh, that's what Rav Nachman Omer Rav said that we pass on Rav Yehuda. This maybe may not be a raya, but that's that we pass on. Zok Rav Af Rav Vaf Rebbe Savalaha the Rav Nachman. Even Rebbe also agrees to this thing that Rav Nachman said b'shem Rav. Rebbe agrees to that. Rebbe was a dar before that. Rebbe agrees that he passed like Rav Yehuda. Why? We have a story. There was one time a person who left, who was mafkid, gave as a pekadon, he gave to watch a sack full of chametz to Yechinon Chakuka. We had him before in this mesecta already. And then, Erev Pesach in the morning, he walks in and he sees that the mice got to it. Now they were eating it, they were ruining it. But the chametz was flying out of the sack. And the shah, what to do with it? He wanted to be able to sell it to save the owner the money. Wait, don't sell it yet. Maybe the owner will come and take back his chametz. Shniya came in the second hour. Wait. Shlishis came back to Rebbe the third hour. Wait. Revius on the fourth hour. Wait. Chamishis, it came the fifth hour. Go sell it. Now who's he selling it to? Yisraelim, could they eat then? It's telling the Chalitza Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. If Yisraelim could eat in the fifth hour chametz. My love, who are you selling it to? L'nachrim, to Nachrim. Rabbi Yehuda, it's a riot like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a riot that Rebbe holds with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, maybe it's not a riot. Rabbi Yosef, loyal to Yisrael. Ramei, maybe he meant to sell it to Yisrael in the fifth hour. Amalei Abaya, no, you know why he said it had to be L'nachrim? Because if Yisrael allowed to eat that time, so why is he selling it? Let him eat it. And let him eat it. They'll pay back the owner. Let him eat it for himself. So the Gemara, no, that wouldn't be a taina. Why not? Because we have a cloud that's something called chashad, mishum chashada. The taina learned in a brisa. Gabay tzedaka she'in lehem aniyim lechalek. A gabay tzedaka that has these pennies, like the chayshas. They're not really pennies. They're much more expensive than that. But it's copper coins that if you leave them around too long, they get moldy and they get ruined. So you can't keep them around long times. You have to get rid of them. So what do you, and you have no aniyim right now to take care of. So you have to put them into bigger bills. Not bigger bills, put them in bigger coins. You have to put them into silver coins. You have to trade them in for silver coins or gold coins. Could you do it for yourself? Could you give change to yourself or not? Part them la'acherim. Don't change it to yourself. Because people will say, oh, you're making a better deal, a sweet deal for yourself. You're getting better coins for yourself, and you're not really doing it correctly. That's a lot of a gavet stock. Gavet tamchoy, the person used to collect the food from everyone to give to the aniyim, and he has no aniyim to give to. He's the only aniyim lechalik. Moichin la'achem, you sell it to all the people. Don't sell it to yourself. Mishum shenema, again, people think, oh, you like that piece of steak, so you didn't give it to aniyim, you bought it for yourself. Mishum shenema, v'yisten akiyim me'ashem yisrael. So therefore, maybe that's the reason why he said to sell it to yisrael, the chametz, because if you take it for yourself, it looks fishy. So it's not a raya that zafka lenachrim. So we don't write Rebbe holds that Rebbe holds that's also in the fifth hour. But Amar Rav Adam Amasna, Rav Yosef beferish Amar Lon. Rav Adam told Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef forgot his learning a little bit when he got sick, so he told him beferish Amar Lon. You told us beferish earlier. Say that the story went like this. Say umoichon lenachrim Rav Yehuda. The Rebbe said clearly sell it to Nachrim and like Rav Yehuda. So we see Rebbe also paskins like Rav Yehuda that he cannot eat chametz after the fourth hour. In the fifth hour, you have to be Tehillim, and that's the halacha that we pass in our Amud from Rav Nachman and Rav. And Rabbi, they're both paskin like Rav Yehuda. So, to Gemara, one more thing about this Maisa. That you see from here that if it's getting ruined, you're allowed to sell it. Amar Rav Yosef, come on, also Shmaita, the Rabbi. This Rabbi that's paskin, that if something's getting ruined, it's a pekodin, it's not yours even. It's a pekodin, you're allowed to sell it. Who's that? Like the Tanakh, the Mishnah, Hamafke Peris Yitzchaveroi. You give Peris to your friend to watch. I feel like Avudim, even if they're getting ruined, lo yigavam, do not touch it. Rav Shimon Mil Mil Emer, Mechron Abezdin. You sell it in Abezdin. It means you sell it in Abezdin. Abezdin will tell you how much you sell it for. You have to do it the correct way. If you don't tell it how much you think, because you might do the wrong thing, do it in Abezdin. And pray, Ashavas Aveda, you're helping out the guy who gave the Pekodin. You're helping him out. It's like a Schia for him. So this is that, this Alacha that we sell, told him to sell the Chometz was like Rav Shimon Mil Mil.
Why did he wait 4 hours?
Because if the owner would come back, then the owner would rather have his own food. Right, but the Rav Stoll, he's not going to sell for that much money, Pesach either. So, Shai, what's a bigger law? It's better if you get the raw materials for himself would be better than selling it than money. Because money would be very little money. So, he was hoping he would come back and pick it up his stuff. So, Amalei Abaya, that, who says Rav Shimon Mil? Didn't we learn? Amar Rabba Barachan of Yechadon, Loi Shonu, the whole machloikis, the Tanakam Rav Shimon Mil is Ela Bekadei Chesroinen. Only when it's the normal loss that every pair, the normal depreciation that every pair is get. That's where it's machlokes if you're allowed to sell or not. Avei yosim deichas shoyna and meicher and bezdin. But more than the normal depreciation, everyone agrees you're allowed to sell it. V'choshek and hachad upsad past legamri. Here it was getting lost legamri. Yuzicha because there'll be also bahana soon on the chametz. Yuzicha allow to sell it now. It's be past legamri allowed to sell it. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is now like this, that Gemara first thought that we allowed to sell meant it was like Rav Shimon Gamil. We say, no, everyone agrees that if it's more than the Chesroinon, then you're allowed to sell it. The only question is, that if that Mishnah that says, Machlek Rav Shimon Gamil Tanakama is talking about Kedei Chesroinon, so then what's the tzad that you're allowed to sell something if it's normal depreciation? Why is that? Why are you selling it then? Why is it called Shavas Veda? So Tav Toysis asks this question, Tav Yigim Obez on top, and Toysis answers, because here, the appreciation of goes by the year. The statistics go by per the year. So here, this month, was you were losing more than a regular calculation of the year, and therefore, that's the shalah, you're allowed to sell it or not. That's what a machlekes is. Even though it's not really, you don't know for sure that it was more than a chesronim, there it's machlekes, you're allowed to sell it.